Now, tens of thousands of airline passengers have been forced to reschedule their flights today after they were cancelled due to an air traffic controller strike in France. 12 flights between French cities and Dublin have been cancelled by Aer Lingus, with the company advising passengers to check the status of their flights before heading to the airport. In total, Ryanair cancelled 420 international flights, affecting some 80,000 passengers. Not all to Ireland, by the way. They obviously operate across the whole of the continent. But with advice on this, I'm joined by the holiday doctor, Joe Supple. Joe, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Aidan, good morning there. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you, Joe. More disruption to flights. But on this occasion, this is not down to anything to do with Dublin Airport or the airlines themselves.
Look, we've been having a bit of a nightmare. It seems to be one thing after another with the whole, you know, so the COVID and this and everything going on, technical things with Aer Lingus. But, yeah, I mean, this is just litty. The French airspace has been closed down due to striking. The French love to strike. Did you know that, Adrian?
They do. They're very fond of it. Striking and protesting. They're very good at it.
They are very, very much so, yeah. They're basically looking for, it's over wages and inflation soars, and they're looking basically at bringing more recruitment in. So literally it's been like a sort of on a shutdown. I mean, because normally the flights would be, like you say, Ryanair has cancelled 420 flights which were scheduled to fly over France. So it's basically the full French airspace is down at the moment, and it looks like they may even strike again, which is a bit of a disaster for people, obviously, you know, who are looking at either flying into France or flying over the airspace. And again, it's across the board. It's the same even if you're flying to the UK as well. If you had a connecting flight, you're going to be in a similar situation to that. So I would sort of advise listeners just to make sure that they check with their airline to see is their flight still going or is it still actually going to be running. But hopefully it's just going to be the one-day strike and not everything will be okay after that.
Okay, well, we keep our fingers crossed. Now, one thing that always amazes me about, because French air traffic controllers, out of all air traffic controllers in the whole of Europe, strike the most frequently. In fact, you very rarely hear of an air traffic controller strike in any other country in Europe. But what has always fascinated me, Joe, is, okay, France is a big country. It's a big chunk in the middle of Europe. Why can't airlines simply fly around France and have air traffic control done by other countries?
Well, I suppose it's down to sort of costs and stuff like that, because, you know, they would have their routes that they have to take, and because they'd have to be flying over the French airspace, it makes a huge difference to them as well. Because I know I've quizzed that myself before with the experts, and they've sort of said it's just not viable for them to do that because it is such a vast area, France, and obviously it's a very much a connection between going to Spain and stuff like that as well. It really affects that. So I know we had that before with other countries, and you're like, oh, can they not just go around it? But it doesn't really work that way, unfortunately, with aviation, because the airspace is completely shut down. It means that they're just not allowed to fly. I think, from what I know, that internal flights can still happen in France because I think that's down to legislation. They're not allowed to do that. But as I said at the beginning, Adrian, you know, the French love to strike.
Mm. Because I'm just looking at flight radar here, actually, over France. And yes, there are planes still in French airspace, but it would appear a lot of them are internal flights. But so this strike is for how long?
For one day, they're saying. So it's basically today. So hopefully, you know, anyone on flights maybe sort of rerouted for tomorrow to fly through. So hopefully it'll just be the one day on it. But I don't know. I mean, is this going to continue? We don't really know. I mean, there was a stage there where they were striking literally every once a month. And the last strike they did was in July. But it just really badly affects everything. As I said, it's such a huge, vast country, and it's very much a connection, you know, for people traveling through their airspace. We know ourselves, you know, when you're on the airplane and you see the map, you're nearly always passing through French airspace.
Let me find out then, in terms of the cancellations today, will airlines have notified passengers by now if their flight has been affected?
They will, most certainly, yes. I know definitely with Ryanair, people would have got an SMS or an email just confirming that their flight has been changed or it's been cancelled. So hopefully, as I said, they'll be able to reschedule things and they could fly tomorrow or maybe Sunday even. So, but people would have been notified about that, yeah.
Okay.
It's one thing after another, Adrian, yeah. As I said.
It is. It's a nightmare. Yeah, really is.
Yeah, and you know what? People shouldn't really be put off flying. I know people are hearing this all the time, and we had obviously, you know, the technical faults there with Aer Lingus last week. We've had the COVID, we've had this, that, and the other. But, you know, once, generally, when you're going to the airport, I don't know whether you've flown yourself recently, I've been away quite a bit myself now, and touch wood, I've had no real problems. So I just say to your listeners, just don't be put off by it, you know, like, keep going. We have to just, you know, just keep, hopefully everything will sort of work out okay. You know, you save up really hard for your well-earned holiday, and you're thinking, oh, God, can I actually go through this nightmare of airports and problems and this, that, and the other? But I suppose for today, passengers who were due to fly, hopefully they will be rescheduled onto another flight, which will be okay. But you see, the problem may come up, Adrian, if you're on a connecting flight. So if you were traveling, you know, to France to connect, to go on to maybe Australia or something like that, you know, you're heading off for a year, that's hugely affected you because, you know, you're not going to be able to get that flight over to get your connecting flight onwards, and the connecting flight won't be going on. So you have to make sure that, but the airlines will reschedule things for people, so there's absolutely no problem.
So they do certainly do their best. It's just chronically inconvenient for everybody. Okay, so this is a one-day strike, but there is still that threat in the background of more.
There's potential there that there may be more strikes, yeah, because I don't think they're going to give in. I mean, this happens all the time, you know, with the air traffic controllers. They just like to shut everything down and say, right, we're downing tools and that's it, you know, because it's similar to what would have happened in Dublin Airport. I mean, nation not having enough staff and things like that, and they're being put on long hours and not getting the salary increases that were due to them. They feel they're due to them. So they just literally down the tools and that's it. End of story.
Mm. All right, well, hopefully this is a one-off and we can start slowly but surely getting back to normal travel, although that normal travel is going to be more expensive in the future.
It is, and that's most certainly on the aviation, Adrian. Normally aviation contracts are normally for 12 months in relation to fuel. Mm. So that's going to be running out pretty soon. So you're going to find definitely an increase in the flight price and stuff like that. But there's still really good values, most certainly in the packages and stuff like that. I've been looking stuff up. I get a lot of emails in from listeners looking for the winter. Of course, we're heading into the winter sun. I hate saying the W word at this stage, but we are heading into the winter sun.
We are, unfortunately, yeah.
Where people will be looking at going maybe to the Canaries, stuff like that. And there is still good value there to be gotten, most certainly in the packages. Because what's happening now is, Adrian, as well, a lot of the charter flights that would have run for the winter sun aren't running because the people are still getting back, you know, the travel agencies and stuff are still getting back on board. So, in other words, they're using like an Aer Lingus flight or a Ryanair flight, or you might have TUI who have their own planes. So that's the way it's running. So in other words, you're paying a premium on that because obviously the travel agent has to pay the airline for you to get there. Now they have the accommodation deals, but the best way to go probably is the package holiday. If you're looking for winter sun, definitely the package holiday.
All right, very good. Great to talk to you, as always. Joe Supple is the holiday doctor. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on the morning show this morning, Joe. Thank you.